بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we were discussing the brief biography of Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Marana Muhammad Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi Alayh. Just to very briefly recap some of the important points that we discussed, that he was born in Nanota, which is a district in Saharanpur. He was the fountainhead of the ulama of Dioband. His title was Hujjatul Islam. And he lived a life in which he did not want any limelight, any praise whatsoever. His life was extremely simple, and he was a brilliant person, extremely brilliant person, as far as his knowledge in Sharia and Deen was concerned. Very few people could match him. His entire life was devoted to the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he accomplished many great dini khidmat, especially in the line of defending the Muslims against the enemy, the British at that time, protecting the Muslims, and many kitab, scholarly works he had written. All these achievements he did in a lifespan of just 49 years he lived for in this world. So despite having not a long life, but his life was full of barakah, and his contribution to deen was immense. Some of his works were such that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Mujaddid al-Millah, said, it's difficult for me even to understand the works of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. So he was born at a time when the British were ruling India. He was 25 years old when he saw the uprising taking place and how many ulama were slaughtered and how many Muslims were killed. And so many ulama were tortured. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi, his class friend was Maulana Yaqub Nanoti Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and also very close to him was Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, whom we had discussed previously. Hazrat Maulana Nanoti Rahmatullahi came from a very pious family, and we mentioned quite a few names last week, and the piety that those ulama also had. Very important was his akhlaq, and like that, the akhlaq of the other ulama who we discuss, Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Badi Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, and also the akhlaq of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, always had a smile on his face. He greeted one and all, regardless of who the person, how high he may be and how low he may be in social standing. And he became a wali in his youth. Inshallah, tonight also we'll discuss some aspect of that. So from a very young age, very young and tender age, he was already very pious. His clothing was so simple. We mentioned last week, even when he's traveling, he just carried a spare lungi, just possessed two sets of clothing. He was offered a high salary from others, but he refused. And he said that I'm happy, and this little salary that I'm getting now suffices me. What will I do with having so much more rupees as a monthly salary? His tawadu, his humility was such that when anybody called him Maulana Qasim, he won't listen to them. When they called him by his name only, Qasim, then he would immediately see to them. So he feared respect and honor from the people. We discussed the incident of how a poor man invited him one day, and despite the heavy rains, that man, the poor man, the host thought that Maulana will never come to my house. It's pouring rain. In ways, he's going to take the trouble and come. Despite that, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullahi Alayhi went there and made the person happy. Whatever simple food he had left remaining of the previous day, because that man didn't prepare any food, Hazrat Maulana ate that, and he showed the person that he enjoyed his food. He was bayat to Hazrat Mawlana Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi, he had a very close bond with Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali. He would not prefer to make imamat, he would put somebody else always, unless he was forced to do so. He possessed great generosity, and he would feed many people, exact quality of Hazrat Hussain Ahmad Madi Rahmatullah Ali, even Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He would feed his guests, and whatever little he owned, with that he would try and go all out. And when people would say, MashaAllah, you are so generous, he would say, it's not me, it's my wife, her efforts, she is doing all this. So these were just some of the many other aspects we discussed about his life last week. Inshallah, today we continue. And there are more incidents. And the purpose of these incidents, again, is not just to get some knowledge about the person. That is very important. But besides that, is try and see in our life, in our lifestyle, in our environment, how we can emulate at least some aspects of these pious people's lives, so that we may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may not be able to do exact thing like how he did, but at least some endeavor towards simplicity, towards humility, towards generosity. Beggars generally are treated harshly by people. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali disliked such behavior, and he always encouraged beggars to be treated with kindness and something to be given to them. So there's an incident here when Hazrat Maulana was once invited by a wealthy Nawab. A Nawab was a very prominent person. So this Nawab was a pious person also. His name was Sayyid Mehrban Ali. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali is staying with him, and that night he was supposed to give a lecture, scheduled to give a lecture at that person's home. But during Asr time, a beggar comes, and it was the practice and the custom of the beggars, they would come outside and sing and ask for food or money. So some of the workers chased him away. And this beggar still persisted, kept on singing his beggar songs, asking for help. So one of the workers, in a fit of anger, he slapped this beggar on the face and got rid of him. Somehow the news reached Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. When he heard about this, he immediately reprimanded that worker of that Nawab sahab. And he became very, very angry. He said, remember, you are not going to live forever and ever in this world. And after he said that, he stood up and he walked away out of the house into the forest, sat under a tree. Now, the news reached the host, this Nawab sahab. Obviously, his grief, Maulana Qasim Nanoti Ramdur is his mehman. Tonight is the bayan. Hazrat has left my house, gone to the forest. But no one had the courage to go and approach him directly. Eventually, this Nawab, Sayyid Mehrban Ali, he goes in search for that beggar, finds him, gives him some rupees, says to him, please now, you go and tell Hazrat to please forgive us. And try your level best to just cheer him up, please. So this beggar, obviously, he got some money, he was happy. And he was obliged, and he went, and he spoke to Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. Only after that, Hazrat came back, and then he agreed to deliver the talk. Once a police officer attended Hazrat's lecture in Muzaffarnagar, and he was very affected by Hazrat's talk. So many times we hear a talk, and we are affected by the bayan, and now suddenly some type of muhabbat in our heart comes for the speaker. So in an outburst of love for Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, this police officer said to Hazrat, Hazrat, I want to invite you for a meal. Please accept my da'wat. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali would not accept an invitation from a police officer, because generally at that time especially, the income of the police officers were tainted with bribes. So obviously now his income is doubtful. Now Hazrat did not tell him directly because he did not want to hurt him. So he respectfully excused himself, saying, you know, that I've got some other work and I can't attend. Policeman said, okay, in that case, I'll arrange a transport for you so you won't have any issue and you won't have to walk back. I'll arrange this cart for you. And you can come to my place and you can continue after that, the cart will take you and transport you, and you will reach and you can finish your work. So Hazrat then said, no, please forgive me, I've got some problem. policeman said, okay, very well. In that case, what I'll do, I'll cook the food and I'll send it to you. Hazrat then excused himself. The policeman then offered some money. Hazrat said, okay, take this money and wherever you can find some food, you purchase the food. Now the problem was not just food, the problem was the doubtful money. Now how is Hazrat going to explain to him that I cannot accept it? So he came very politely. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah refused. This now angered the police officer. He stood up in a frenzy and shouted, what kind of following sunnat is this? What kind of ittiba sunnat is this? Rasulullah SAW accepted invitations. You being an alim of deen, you have abandoned this Mubarak sunnah. And he continued ranting at Hazrat and blurting out whatever came to his mind. Now, this is a story we have heard. Put ourselves in similar predicaments. And let us think how we have also reacted many a times to many ulama and scholars. First, we show them all the love, i'tiqad, muhabbat, Hazrat, you are like this, you are like that, nobody like you in the world. And for some masala, sometimes we ask him for a fatwa, it was not pleasing to us and appeasing to us, it was against our desires, then the tables turn. Now he becomes our enemy. Wherever some weakness we find, and we say, now you, what you are talking, what bayan you give? So this should not be the case, we should not be like this. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanuddin, on the other hand, does not get angry. Now this is for the ulama and scholars to understand also. So he, all he did, he lowered his head and listened to everything the officer said. People around became upset. Hazrat remained quiet, calm, relaxed. May Allah give us such qualities. Eventually, when the policeman ran out of steam, Hazrat Rahmatullah Yari, in all sincerity, told him, officer, today you came to know of just one of my faults. If all my other faults are put before you, you will never be even be prepared to look at my face. Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was genuine and he was sincere about this. Allah Ta'ala knows with what condition Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali spoke these words, that the police officer let out a shriek and began crying. He realized why Hazrat refused to accept his invitation. He then said to Hazrat, now I've realized why you are not accepting my da'wat. It's because I'm a policeman. I make tawbah now in front of you. In future, I will never oppress anyone and take bribes. However, now I wish to offer you from the monies which I earn from a family property which I inherited. Immediately on hearing this, Hazrat accepted his da'wat. This is how Akabir, they did Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Like this, there are many other incidents also, but this one incident should suffice, inshallah, for us to ponder, reflect. Hazrat Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali was in Delhi with some of his students. Now, who was his student? I mentioned in the beginning, Shaykhul Hind. If you remember, when we did, but Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madni Rahmatullah Ali, his ustad was Shaykhul Hind. Now, Shaykhul Hind is a student of Mawlana Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali. Mawlana Ahmad Hassan Amrohi Rahmatullah Ali, Amir Shah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. These are all students. Mawlana Ahmad Hassan Amrohi Rahmatullah Ali suggested that they go the next day to perform Fajr Salat at a certain masjid because the Imam's recitation in that masjid was extremely beautiful. Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali in anger said, do you want to perform Salat behind a person who has issued a fatwa of kufr against our ustad, Mawlana Qasim Sahib? So that Imam had issued a fatwa of kufr. He called Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali a kafir. Now this Mawlana Hassan Amrohi, the student of Mawlana Qasim Sahib, said, let's go to that masjid. Hear how beautiful here is Fajr Salah. So Shaykhul Hind is upset. Hazrat Shaykhul Hind said, you want to go and perform namaz behind such a person who has issued a fatwa of kufr against our own ustad? When Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali heard this, he said to his students, tomorrow we will go to certain place, certain masjid and eat Fajr there. So they went. And they read Fajr behind the Imam. After Fajr Salah, the Imam turned around. And he saw some new faces. He asked Musallis, who are these people? Upon inquiry, he was informed, these are so-and-so people who have come. Imam Sahib was surprised to hear this. He quickly went forward, greeted Mullah Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat, I have passed the fatwa that you are a kafir. I'm so ashamed of myself. I see that you have even read salat behind me. Hazrat replied to him, don't worry at all. I value your opinion. My respect for you has in fact increased. The reason for your hatred towards me was, now this is an important point. Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah is telling him, the reason why you hated me was that you heard that I am speaking ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So obviously somebody speaking ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be angry with that person. So this obviously is the strength of your iman that motivated you to become angry with me. Yes. What you should have done is investigated the truth. And you should have come and asked me that, Maulana, did you say anything against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So this is what you should have done. Nonetheless, I have come here today to inform you that whatever information has reached you is incorrect. So the truth of the matter is that whatever information has come to you is incorrect. I believe myself that any person who shows the least amount of disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is out of the fold of Islam. If you wish, I will prove my iman to you by reciting the kalima shahada. And immediately, Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. The poor Imam Sahib fell at his feet when he heard this. And he asked for forgiveness. Now look at the hikmah, the wisdom with which Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali acted. These are the qualities of our elders. And you see, if things like this, if we can implement in our lives, various incidents we come across, then how much more misunderstanding that normally you have will become clear and there'll be more unity, inshallah. So honoring the respect of others, this was something very salient in the lives of all our akabir, ulama-i Deoband especially, that they would respect, honor the respect of others. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah was very careful about maintaining the honor and respect of others. Many people make an error in this regard. They err in this regard. If any alim opposes them, they fail to respond in a positive or better manner. Quran says, itfa billati hi ahsan. That respond in a manner that is better. Hazrat Mawlana Thaniyur Rahmatullah has mentioned that once Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali was in Meerut when a person asked him a question after Isha Salah. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave him the reply. Some masla, and he gave him the answer. But one of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib's students, Rahmatullah Ali, was sitting nearby, came to him, Hazrat, I overheard your answer and I think that your answer is not correct. Because I remember the answer to this question is as follows. And he explained to him the answer and the student was correct. When Hazrat heard this correction, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah heard this correction, immediately he began searching for the questioner, the person who came and asked him the fatwa, the masala. People told him, Hazrat, it's late now, go and have a rest. We'll inform the man in the morning. Hazrat Mawlana did not rest. He went out in search of that person's home and called him out. He then mentioned to him that he explained the masala incorrectly, and that after he had left, a student of his explained to him the masala correctly, and he asked the man for forgiveness for giving him the incorrect answer. Only then was Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah at ease. Now this is the real, the large heart they had and the honesty they had. They gave masla, okay now it's wrong, so what? No, it bothered him. He didn't even sleep at night. Perhaps it wasn't such an important masla and they could have told him the next day. But he found it difficult to go home and rest without going and giving the man the correct explanation. Istighna'iyat, you may recall this when we discussed this, especially when we spoke about Hussain Ahmad Maddi Rahmatullah Ali, he His quality of istighnaiyat, independence, complete independence. They didn't stretch their hands out to any person of the world. Hazrat Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi spent his entire life in poverty. His one buzur was very, very, very poor. He possessed neither wealth nor property. In Nanota, he stayed at his family home, and when he moved to Deoband, he lived at the Chatta Masjid. His wife was originally from Deoband. She was the daughter of a wealthy Nawab, Sheikh Karamat Hussain, who had a large mansion in Deoband. She lived with the children at her father's home, while Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi was content with living in a small room in Chatta Masjid. Many people in Deoband offered their homes to Hazrat Rahmatullahi, but he refused and preferred living a life of simplicity and poverty, like how the hadith says, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun wa 'abiru sabil," be in this world like a stranger or a traveler. Hazrat Nanotvi Rahmatullahi had a friend by the name of Mushtaq Ahmad. He was bayat to Hazrat Maulana, had intense love for him, genuine, sincere person. He was a very jovial person, and he was very wealthy, and it would pain him that his sheikh did not even have a home, a proper home to live in with his wife and children. He knew very well that Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah would not accept a gift from him. He thus decided, he made a plan. So he purchased a home for Hazrat Rahmatullahi in such a manner that Hazrat won't be able to refuse. So what did he do? He bought a house in Deoband and registered it on Hazrat's wife's name. He then gifted the house to her. Thereafter, he brought the title deed with Hazrat's wife's name on it, placed it at Hazrat's feet. In this manner, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahman could not refuse. He knew that Hazrat would never register anything on his own name. If he registered on Hazrat's name, most definitely he would have refused it. Eventually, Hazrat's wife moved into this house with the children, and up to this very day, this house is known in Deoband as the Qasimi residence. Hazrat Rahmatullahi never made any extensions or renovations to this home throughout his life. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahman never took a salary from the madrasa. Although his day and night was dedicated to the progress of the madrasa, he lived off the salary which he received from the printing press. Remember I told you he was working in the printing press. So whatever salary he got there, he lived off of that salary. He continued teaching without earning a salary. He would earn 10 to 15 rupees from the printing press, which he would repeatedly try to decrease. The Shura committee of the Deoband, several occasions they would insist that Hazrat Maulana take a salary, but he always refused. In fact, he was so cautious, and this is what we need to inculcate in ourselves. May Allah give me the tawfiq of all asatiza, of all madrasas, to be very, very careful. He says, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi was so cautious when he came to madrasa property, that if perchance he used the pen and the ink of the madrasa to write his personal letter, immediately he would deposit some money into the madrasa account. This is what you call to be honest and not to make khiyanat. Many times we're working in some company, we've got no permission from the boss to use the telephone to make our personal calls. We've got no permission to take away or use a stationery for our own personal things. It doesn't bother us. So we do as we please, not realizing this is amanat. And many of us making khiyanat in this amanat. All we need to do is take permission. Even while it's working time, you got to take permission if you could see to some personal need. If you have to make a personal call, how often somebody will phone us and we can see that this is not from his personal phone, he's using a company phone, then the alim should ask him, "Bhai, have you got permission to use the company phone or the shop phone?" If he says no, then okay, phone me from your normal phone or you phone the person. So these are small things in our eyes, but very, very important in the eyes of Sharia. And see, this is what we learn from our elders. Once a teaching offer came to Hazrat Maulana from Bhopal for a salary of 500 rupees. I earning 10, 15 rupees, 500 rupees. Hazrat Maulana declined this offer. One of Maulana's friends by the name of Maulana Aminuddin asked him, "Qasim, why didn't you take up this offer? Hazrat replied, they are inviting me, thinking me to be a person of some big qualifications. Whereas I do not find myself to be qualified in any way. How can I go there? Mawlana Aminuddin kept on insisting. Hazrat kept on refusing. Once Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah was having his haircut in front of a landowner in Meerut. A landowner came to him. After making salam to Hazrat Mawlana, he placed a bag of gold coins at Mawlana's feet. Mawlana gently moved it away. This person begged Mawlana to please accept this gift. Mawlana refused to even take a part of it. Eventually, this man took the bag and placed it in Hazrat's shoes and he departed. When Hazrat stood up, he removed the bag from his shoes. All the coins fell to the ground. He then wore his shoes and with much amusement, he said to Hafiz Anwar al-Haq Sahib Deobandi, Hafiz ji, we earn the dunya and the people of the world also earn dunya. The difference is that we forsake the dunya and it falls at our feet, while the worldly people fall at the feet of the dunya, yet the dunya forsakes them. Allah Ta'ala provides, and Allah Ta'ala, this is again istighna'iyya, total independence, total independence. Once the minister of the Nawab of Rampur, Usman Khan, and his secretary came to Hazrat Nanoti Rahmatullahi, requested him to accompany them as the Nawab greatly desires to meet him. So the Nawab of Rampur, he sent his person to go fetch Maulana Qasim Sahab because I want to meet him. So when they came, Hazrat Maulana very calmly replied, this is indeed strange, very ajib this. Nawab Sahib is desirous to meet me, I'm not desirous to meet him. If he has a desire, he should come himself to meet me. He surely does not have mendi on his feet. So they had complete istighna'iyat. Not that he was arrogant or proud, no. Sometimes it was important to give jawab to these Nawab Sahib in that manner. They would just think that just by the flick of the fingers, and they would just summon any person? No. And Mawlana Qasim Sahib, he was quite content without even Nawab Sahib being in his company or even going there. They had far-sightedness in the things they did and whatever they planned. They had far-sightedness, firasa. Hazrat Nanoji Ram was a man of deep insight, and from time to time this would surface in different ways. As we explained, the war in 1857, the attack on Islam was intensified. Ulama were hunted down. Killed like how hunters kill game. Madrasas were demolished. Muslims who contribute towards any masjid were carefully selected, assassinated. The plan behind all this was to destroy the existence of Islam in India. In the midst of all this anarchy, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi planned to initiate an institute in his small village in India. The village is Deoband, which he felt would be the solution to the persecutions against Islam and the Muslims of India. Now, at that time, who would ever think that this little institute would become the means of Islam remaining alive in the whole of India, in fact not in the whole of India, in the whole world. This obviously was a deep foresight of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi, and more than 150 years later, the world is still witnessing how the small madrasa became the means of reviving deen, not only in India, but in the entire world. May Allah still protect this Darul Uloom and all the different branches throughout the entire world. So Darul Uloom Deoband had been functional for approximately 11 years at the Deoband Jami Masjid. Small rooms were built around the masjid. Many of the ulama felt that this was sufficient for a madrasa. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah realized that this Jami Masjid will not be able to carry the weight of this great institute. A masjid is a masjid after all. The function of a masjid is very different from that of a madrasa. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana then purchased a land on the outskirts of Deoband to build this great institute. Other members of the shura at that time felt it's not necessary, but Allah Ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Mawlana with a deep foresight that he could see far beyond others. And although he received much opposition, he stood his ground, looking at the bigger picture and the greater interest of Islam. Many, many ulama in their lives, Allah Ta'ala gave them this farsightedness, and they ventured on something, and despite the opposition, they continued, and in the end, everybody saw the fruits. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, many examples, many, many examples. Many people could not see what he was planning and what he saw. Much later everybody saw, and now we see. So Allah Ta'ala blesses them, and they are able, and they take the courage to start something which people will think is like impossible. Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Rahmatullah Ali of UK passed away last year in Muharram, 10th of Muharram, or 9th of Muharram. In UK, the amount of students he has, unbelievable. And he had established his madrasa, his Darul Uloom, in the heart of an area which was inhabited by mainly non-Muslims. Hardly any Muslim ever staying there. And to start a madrasa, that people would think, is he gone crazy? He's mad. Starting there in Bari. At that time, Bari, nobody would even know Muslims staying there. And he's talking about a Darul Uloom. And came the day where people from far and wide, and this Darul Uloom served and is serving, may Allah protect it also, and may Allah accept Hazrat Mawlana's khidmat. He was very, very close to Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. That was his ustad, his sheikh. And till today we have seen so many of his students even coming to our country. Brilliant. So Allah Ta'ala had given them maqbooliyat. So he also purchased the land and he established his Darul Uloom. So yeah, this is how Darul Uloom, Deoband, they purchased this land and then they built this Darul Uloom Deoband. And then it grew and many people sat under its shade. One example they give, that Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali always mentioned, don't ever keep your gaze on the donations of the very wealthy, and neither should you place your hopes on them. It's a brilliant wisdom behind this. And he says, rather keep your gaze on the donations of the poor Muslims, the average Muslims. This institute will run on the barakah of tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these poor people possess. And this is what the Darul Uloom will run on. Like our Akabir, he had adab. Adab means respect, etiquettes, mannerisms. And this was outstanding in his life. There's an incident where Hajib Dadullah Rahman wrote a kitab, Duya'ul Qulub. So he wrote this kitab, he gave Mawlana Qasim Sahib to just, you know, edit it and check it. So he found some mistakes and he made note of it. He made note of this error. When he met Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said, Hazrat, I read the whole book. There was one word there that I just can't understand myself. In other words, he made as though he didn't have the intelligence and the faham and the understanding. Haji Sahib's writing is perfectly correct, but I don't understand it. My ilm is naqis, my faham is naqis. You can explain this to me. Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he saw it, he realized that out of respect for Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Qasim Sahib did not mention the mistake directly. Whereas it was a clear mistake and Haji Sahib understood. So he took the pen, Haji Sahib himself then corrected this error. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali would always stand up as a mark of respect for a certain bangi. Bangi was, I told you at the time, a toilet cleaner. They never had the system that we have, the toilet system that we have, the flush system. They used to have the feces in a bucket, and in the morning the poor man would come and collect from the homes. Ajib. But Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah, one particular bangi, Mawlana Qasim Sahib should stand up for him out of respect for this person. And we see why. Someone asked him, Hazrat, why do you stand up whenever you see this toilet cleaner? So he replied, he says, once I needed to know some facts regarding the nature of a pig. Some masla came about and I needed to know some more detail about this nature of a pig. So someone had asked me a masla and I needed some information. So people told me, go and ask this bangi because he rears swines and pigs. So I went and asked this bangi, who comes to clean our toilets, and he explained the necessary information to me, and upon that, I was able to answer the person's masala properly. From that day onwards, I respect him because he passed on some knowledge to me. He passed on some knowledge to me. Now imagine, he's got respect for this toilet cleaner. We have asatiza, we have students, we have apas who taught us, or ulama who taught us, and we have zero respect for them. This is a lesson for all of us, to respect our elders, our seniors, our asatiza, Even that apa, if she's living, who taught you alif ba ta tha, then you must show her the respect. Make dua. If she passed away, then make dua for her. If your ustad has passed away, then make dua for him. May Allah make his qabr a garden of gardens of paradise. We lose nothing. That is what they will enjoy. At least my student has sent some sawab for me. Hakim Mansur Ali mentions that I was with Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah when we traveled by foot to Madina Munawwara. He says, we were still at a distance from Madina Munawwara. And Hazrat's eyes fell on the green dome. Immediately he removed his shoes, placed them under his arms. We're talking about so many years ago. And he began walking barefoot towards the Haram Sharif. So this Hakim Mansur Ali says, I also removed my shoes. He said, but after taking a few steps, I could not manage on the sharp pebbles. I had to quickly put on my shoes again. However, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sahib continued walking for many, many miles barefoot until we reached Madina Sharif late at night. This was the great love and respect he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'adab, ba'nasib. Ba'adab, ba'nasib. One who has respect, ba'adab, then he'll be a nasib dar person. He'll be a fortunate person. Ba'adab, you don't have any respect, don't have any mannerisms, etiquette, then you'll be an unfortunate person. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, inshallah, to understand and to emulate these beautiful teachings of our elders, and how they held on to deen and shariat, and the itiba of sunnah of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they spread the deen for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ikhlas, and Allah Ta'ala showed them maqbooliyat in this world. Their lives were simple, 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 yet they were content. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.